All right. So somebody asked a question in the chat about, you know, they said somebody at their church is duped by the doctrine that people could be saved by works in the Old Testament, or that, you know, like in a different dispensation, they're saved by the law or saved by works. And in the New Testament, it's by faith. What are the go-to verses to debunk this thing that salvation wasn't by faith in the Old Testament? The ones that popped into my mind are obviously Acts 10:43. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. So that whosoever believeth is the message of all the prophets. But for me, the big one is just Romans chapter 4. Like, you know, the entire chapter. I mean, verses 5 through 8 especially, but the entire chapter Romans 4 is literally about that. Just saying how there's no way Abraham was justified by works and it's by faith. Even David describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputeth righteousness without works. And to me, it's like by the works of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. If you could be saved by the law in the Old Testament, then why not just stay with that? What do we even need Jesus for? If anyone could ever be saved by works or the law, you don't need Christ. The reason we need Christ is because no one can be saved by works. No one can be saved by the law. You can only be saved through the faith of Christ. Any other like New Testament verses come to mind?
Add on to that, Hebrews 7, 8, and 9. I mean, it's impossible for the blood of bulls and then goats to save. I mean, that is what they did in the Old Testament. And they're saying literally in the New Testament that you've never been able to save the soul with the blood of bulls and goats. You've always needed that one precious sacrifice. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I actually had a conversation with someone on an airplane once, quite a long time ago, you know, giving them the gospel, that went to a dispensational church. And those were the verses that I went to. And it really just changed his mind and his thinking. Like, I think this guy was saved because I was trying to give him the gospel. But he's been fed this stuff for a long time. He was a young guy and he'd been brought up in, you know, I don't know for how long, but had been being taught this stuff. And when I showed him all that stuff, he was just like, yeah. I mean, that makes perfect sense. You know, it's I don't know, like, because I haven't spent a lot of time in dispensational churches. They just avoid these passages just completely. Do they even like answer it? I don't know. Like, what do they say about Hebrews or Romans 4? Like, what do they even say about that?
I mean, I don't argue with these people because I try not to argue with anyone. I don't like arguing with people. It's like, it's what the Bible says. If you're wrong, then go be wrong then.
Yeah, Galatians 3 is a go-to one as well, where it says if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law, but the scripture has concluded all under sin. I think that's because, you know, people are like, well, you know, say, well, if there would have been a law given, it would have been given, you know, that could have brought righteousness. So, you know, I don't see how you can get around that, because that whole chapter is talking about the fact that, you know, for as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse, you know, curses. And I was preaching against the Amish, and they try to circumvent where it says, well, it's works. They're just saying, well, that's just the customary stuff. That's not the moral law. You know, we still need to keep the moral law today. And it's funny because when you go back to where that's quoted from, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, is in Deuteronomy 27, and it's like all moral law. So they're trying to say that's all just customary or whatever. But I think Galatians 3, Romans 4, Galatians 3 are like my two go-to places when it comes to that.
Yeah, I agree. I think even another verse, Pastor Robinson was bringing up Galatians 3, another verse in Galatians 3 is just, even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So that's basically the same thing Romans 4 is saying. Or even Romans 3, just right before, when it just says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. And then it says, is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God which will justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. So then he's pointing to how both are saved by faith, specifically the circumcision and the uncircumcision, which to me would dispel any dispensational viewpoint that the circumcised were saved another way.